choose on the stage, but we have to go over the thing. Mata squishes a few in the eye. Mata squishes the tap. Do not, while it goes out, as it goes out, keep up. The price is only discussing whether it's her right and Pesach. Sadisa can make me sad. Shimo, but it's also, oh yeah, because there was the Zeir and Paskusi. In other words, even though this Braise discusses the deal of Kusim before that are coming by Rabban and Rabase, that the Kusim is Gozo Ali and Mies Loch. So Meicha Teise, the Akashi, the Osa, after the Chachonim were the Zeir and the Kusim, that they should have a deal of Goyim, all right, so it's like Pasat. But here we're talking about the Kusim, because in the Remesay, so they are Jews. So why should their pass be also? But there was a special Zayah on the pass of the Kusim, Bimeyez. So even though they had a din of Jews prior to the Takone by Rabban and Rabase, but their pass was also. So how could we eat Matis Kusim? It should be also, I mean, all year. After that, being taken by Gozra of Peter, the Lamuna is clear to the Rebreza. The fish are in the battle and being with Amigdash, the Mesa Beret, so the Shemreini, trying to frustrate the endeavor to build with Amigdash, so the Chachomim will gaze at them and their path. The Katone also, the Kanem Rebreza, a Koreicho Paskusi, Koreicho Sahasiyah, the Tani, 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 that means Pite Paskusi. So that means that Paskusi is also even Makadmein before the Chachom of Misaki, they should have been employed. Taylor of the Tam, the Maire, the Isas Yisroya, shows a Kusi Matsima. In other words, Paskusi means if it is managed, the Pas of the Kusi. But here it was the East of Israel, but the Kusi was the worker, the mixer, the baker. But the Pas was Pas Israel, so there's no problem with Pas Kusi. But the Shaila is whether he's Zoya in Shimu or not. So that's the Machleke, which is the Kame, the Rezor of Shimu Gabriel. Gim Tema, Amai Yitzibodi Yechibo. Dilmo in some way is a mat, the Chshide Alif Nehida. In other words, so take this verse, Kashi is not from why is the Tmuta Bachir called Kashi. That is all Kashi, because through the day I'm not Chishish for the Nehida, but for the Isa Chomets, they are Chishish. So Mele, how could they be Chomets? Only Rav Meza holds that they are hoshit, but otherwise there is no kashi. But the kashi is against the Tanakam. Tanakam is saying matas kusim mitzvah with the mitzvah of the Pesach. He can even be mikayin in the mitzvah of the Arachi Chomatzeis. And we do not have to be chayshish. Maybe they were not mishameret. So the kashi is, but they are not mining the aloha of Shimo. So the Chshide are with me either. But they know that the Jews are Zoya and Shimo. Zoya and Shimo. So they don't care. They don't care. And even if they would be Makpid, even if they would be Makpid, and the Din of Shimo, but since Teisa says that it has reference to Yisach Yisroel, Shosh HaKushim Atim Imeno, so that means that they don't even have to eat from it. So Mimele, so if they would be Zoya with me there, so then there wouldn't be any cash. But the Kusim, they understand with me that it should it. It's limited only to the little sense. In other words, that when you see a blind person walking, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block before. But they don't hold that it applies to Nisayiya de Avir as well. Some Meile, they don't mind deceiving and misleading the Jews. And I've been telling them we were Mishame Mechimus when they're not Mishame. All right, so Inach Name, the Kashi could be seen as the terrace of Tehistas is, the Maile Bisas is so, it was a Kusi Matsmi Mero. So that means that they don't even eat from that is only baked, they mix it and bake it for the Jews. So the kasha could be, it should be also called Pesach. But Tehisves emphasizes not only the meaning of eating it called Pesach, but also the shimo. In other words, how can we B'yeit Seitazayis Matz, maybe they mislead us, because they think there's nothing wrong in misleading in Israel. So we see from this case there's a finish. Because we know the Gemara mentions with Ne'iver in regard to Israel. Meshit Kisyan, we know the Gemara in Psochim, even Machal Ibneach. I mean, in regard to Israel, how about mitzvahs? How about mitzvahs? Suppose somebody sells a Taurus copy. Well, that might involve Nisa also because of the Bracha Ratov. But suppose we are sure that they're not going to make a Bracha. So suppose somebody sells a Taurus copy that has the shield to the Chayav and Tzitzis. But the Tzitzis is possible. If it doesn't have the shear, so then it's not geirim, it should be battle and essay. It doesn't have the shear, it's not chayim. But suppose it definitely has a talus, a big talus. It's definitely chayim tzitzis. But the tzitzis is possible tzitzis. So if somebody sells, possible tzitzis, this is a relevant question. Is evil if neither? Not issue. Just if somebody is a year, another person in being a battle of meat, may she be shining on the year, may she be able to have a mea. So he is an accomplice in the Maisi Isa. But if he sells a talus of Apostle Jesus, or he sells film with Apostle Parashas, very relevant in you. So he's not an accomplice in Israel. He's an accomplice in the failure to fulfill the mitzvah still. Is one able if neither, or one is not able if neither? So from this basis it appears that one is able if neither, even on little mitzvahs. Because true cases could arise just from the eating it, because maybe they want to chametz it, and since they are not going to eat it, they don't care to mislead the Jews. But Jesus mentioned Shimo. So, Mishim Atzo. So it's mashma that Jesus' passion is directed against using it. How can we be a Tzedekadayis Matze? But the Kusim, they understand, they interpret with Nivaris and Mirshok, literally only. But not Ligabe Misayiri Vaveya. Some maybe he was not Mishama Mechimus. Not Mishama Mechimus. Yeah, but it's no. So it's a raya that Alibe de Emes, there is Lifneida. If we say, that there is no lifnei v'avdim, so why does Tehis have to say? Because they misinterpret lifnei. Palpidin, there is no lifnei. So it's mashma from this Tehis, the chesidah lifnei, that they are the lifnei, even though they are not accomplices in any ma'isisa by the Jews, but in the failure to be mikayimis. I mean, so why is it so difficult? Who says that with me they applies only to Israel? so if somebody is mevatel mitzvah, he is also a chete. Is mevatel mitzvah der Reise. Of Berf Techumatzes. So mimele, if somebody is misayeya, one person, to be mevatel mitzvah der Reise, is either love or neither. So then it will sound a little paradoxical. The person who is mevatel mitzvah is not either a love, he's only either an essence. But the other person who is not mevatel mitzvah, but he is misayeya, another Jew to mevatel mitzvah, is a love. So what's so difficult about that? So mevatel mitzvah says, but it is a chiddush. Anyway, it seems from this thesis that there is lifnei iver and siyua of bitla mitzvah without my sister. But from the Ritva in Sukkah, it's much more the other way. Kafir is good. Dafür, am Beis, nach Leikes, nach Chizde Rav Nachman, Noi in Sukko ham Flog in Dalet Fochi, in Yashra, whether it's kosher or not kosher. So Rav Nachman says, it's kosher. Noi in Sukko, you make decorations, you have put beneath the Shrach, you put all kinds of fancy paper, you know, and decorations, and it removes from the Shrach Dalet Fochi. So Rav Chizde says it's possible because it's like an air. It doesn't become bottle. If it's not muflegal, it's walking, so it becomes bottle to the Shrach. So, but if it is muflegal, it's walking, according to Rav Chizde, it does not become bottle. And Rav Nachman says, even if it is muflegal, it's walking, from the Shrach, it's still bottle and it's not possible. Machleke, it will. Rachide and Kanach. That's good on the base. Itma, no Yisuka, no Flogin, no Nabo, Rav Nachman, no Makshero, Rachide, the Rabbe, the Rabbune, Amre, Psulom.
No Yisuka, Rashi says, didn't a push in Tachaschach, no Yisuka, Psulom, Yishumayel, Mafsit, Vishtakach, דלו יקונה בסוכי. ורב נחמן קין דל נוי סוכי יבינו בוטל לגבו. אסי פיתן בי מופלק דלו צפוח. דן גמור אסייז. רב חיז דה ורבו ברבו נדבי ועוד אמרויים הוא הלד דת יצפוס איקלי בריש גלוסי. So they visited Rishglusa and Sukkis. Agninu Rav Nachman Bisuki. Bisuki Shenei Yom Meflog Mena Abodfach. So Rav Nachman, he placed them in the Suke that had no Suke that is Mufleg Dalitvach. And they slept there. Omalehut, so he said, you sleep there. I mean, Hodobu Rabon Mishmatzai, you are Chazer. You consider it, you know, to Rav Nachman, that is mutter, otherwise you would say we can't sleep here. Omalei, no, we want Chazer. But why are we sleeping here? Anan Shluchem Mitzvah, Anan Uptur Nasik. So, Shluchem Mitzvah, Potter of Sukkah. But they were not Chazer. So, there is a deal from the Ritva in Sukkah, and that you know. Chizde v'rabe Rabune Ikle v'resh gelusse Adniu b'suke shenoyom muflogin Mimenu dalet Pirei shvaf agav da katal Yoda Rav Nachman da hazra mishmaitzi. In other words, after he saw that they stayed there, they slept there, he said, oh, apparently you are chizer, you consider to us. So he told him, no, he didn't, but we are shluchem mitzvah. But at the very outset, Rav Nachman didn't know. That was the Chiddush that they told him later. So the question is, how did he do it at the very outset? So he still placed them there. Lifum died because Rav Nachman held that his kosher. So Mele didn't have to consider the fact that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Avune held its post. Because only Daniel Mashein Evreis. So in other words, Rav Nachman can act according to his Chavizdas. And his Chavizdas was that no Yisuka Meflog in Dalit Fochim is not possible. So the Ritva, that's the deal. It's not before the deal. He emphasizes the fact that they made a broch. And suppose they didn't make a broch. Broch is because if the sukkah is puzzled, it's a brach levatol. All right. So this question, brach levatol is the raise, the rabbonim machlik is a sheni. But why does he have to emphasize brach after most rishenim hold that the brach levatol is an isa rabbonim? The Rambam and the Chinuch hold it's an isa raise. But most rishenim say that when the Gemara says lo isiso, it's not smart. But sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, that's certainly with the raise. Certainly right. So why does he emphasize broch? So he says, for the chosh to have a chticha li yisur li do vi yasve bisuke psuo umvachino, so he emphasizes the broch. It's mashma. It's not explicitly spelled out, but it's mashma. That if not for the broche, there wouldn't be any problem. But there was a broche, so there was a real isa, not just Rav Nachman tried to be misayeya them in a bitla mitzvah. Lifidaitom shall Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Avune. But Rav Nachman so was misayeya them lifidaitom of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Avune with the nisar of Boch Levatole. Hosom Vafal gab da ich tichel die Sura wie afse bis suke psulo um vachin und hosom shaloi karao that means brach leva tole vahave kineis in michshel lifne pikeach. So he emphasizes the michshel consists in the being gerim with brach leva tole, not in being gerim a bit la mitzvah by the chachamim. So he says That means that's the chiddush. Let's say, suppose a Rav Avadya Yosef will be the guest of a certain Rav, Ashkenaz, and the Ashkenazic Rav is not Zoyer in Glatz Kosher, because the Ramo is Meikim. So if there is a Sirche that is removable from Miuch Mishmush, from manipulation, so it's considered real Baal Mitzmuta. But the Svardim, they pass like the Machaber, so if it has any sirche, even a sirche that is removable from miyuch mishmush, from manipulation, so it's still treif. So suppose can the Ashkenazic Rav serve Rav Avadya Yosef non-blat kosher? So the Ritva says yes. Rav Avad Yosef is a big balaroi himself, and he knows that there is sirches that are removable from miyuch mishmush. So If he doesn't want to eat, let him not eat. And the Ashkenazi Krov is not evil if neither, because after all, he paskens like the Ramo. This is what he says. אף על פי שידע בחביר שעושה לפדאיתי וחביר בעלי רואי שהמחה לא יהיה גם כרואי לרואי ושאים לכל דאיתי שזה אשכנזי קרוב וזה בעלי רואי אין זה ספרדי קרוב וזה בעלי רואי ושאים לכל דאיתי להחל לעצמי להכיר לפדאיתי בקוז אין לי דיין מה שאין עברייס סונא זה אשכנזי קרוב does not have to act according to the views of the ספרדי קרוב. He is the Balaroi himself. So he's allowed to eat himself a boso, the of which sirches were taken off. So he can give it as Svardikrov also. Of course, the Svardikrov is not supposed to eat if he's consistent. So Mele is not evil of Niva. It's very mistaken what he says. But then the Ritva says something. Vinirali the hoche davke mipnesho yisa nika lechavere. ואילו הסביר עליה לא לאכול. הובי שהניק על חבר אלוהי. In other words, let's say in the suke, they were not blind. So they saw there was no suke, מופלוג עם דלת צפוכם from the שכח. So they knew very well, they were cognizant of all the facts that it's a suke psul lefidaito. They hold that it's possible, let them not sit. He didn't force them to sit there. So maybe there is no lifnira. Masha'in kein, if they wouldn't know, I would say in case of non-glat kosher meat, if he doesn't tell the Svardikrov, you should know that they took off sirches, so then he is a lifnira. That's what he says. V'yeish lein, v'nir lidoch daftim nisho yisa nikal chaveir, v'il yisir lein leich, ho bishin nikal chaveir eloi. ואמרינון כן, כל הבוסו הונחו, חס לי לזער את דאבה ברבד, לי סייף לי מידד, לי סביר עלי, בפרק כל הבוסו, חס לי שולם, the trap should serve to somebody something that the one who is served considers the dosa, even though Rav is convinced that it's muta. So in other words, so it's a big chiddush in this week. Now, if neither applies to two situations, suppose if neither applies, let's say you give a nausea, let's say a cup of white wine, and it looks like water, it's not red. Red wine is nika, but white wine, so the nausea might think it's water, it's odor. So then, if somebody will give a nausea, white wine, and the nausea will think it's soda water, so he's evil with neither. Suppose the nausea says to the Balabais, I want wine. So then he says, wine, but you're not allowed. So he says, but I want it anyway. And then he accommodates him. He's also evil with neither. So if Niver is not limited to the case where the one who is Misayeya, the other person, misleads the other person, even when he is asked by the other person and treasured by the other person, he should give him wine. He's also Niver. But still, it's different cases of Niver. In the case where he's not misled, so then, if let's say it is the kind of wine that we feed the Balabais, so it's mutalinos. I don't know, it's mutalinos. And but according to the daya of the nozir, it's osa. Then you're allowed to give it. But if the nozir thinks it's soda water, so then you're evil if neither, even Lifidas Balabais its muta. This has to be explained. In other words, we see that even though Lifniver applies to two situations, but there is a difference between the case where the one who is either the Isser is misled end the case where he's not misled. Now the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Sadik Tes. He's a Mehachshel Ksoseinu es Ksoseinu. Vuhu Shin Yisholcho Oda Meitza Bidovo Niftebei Ubo Azor Mil Rameisei Umachshile Avu Tashirei Ola Dovo Shetachshei Shuti V'yosha. So that's so in other words that's the Gemara in Psochem in Safo in Tereskianim that if somebody is Masfi Eitzo Shini Genes so he's evil if neib. Vu omro if neib is it mich. Viloshen sefri li mi sheu sume bidova. Vi neitil eitzo mimcho al titan li eitzo sheni gets. Vi lav ze kilo gamke mi she yazer la veiro o yisabe feis. It's a loshen Rambam is vi lav ze kilo gamke. It's not mamish the same is. Because the Rambam in Sheresh Chi of Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he says there is no malchus for the love of the nivelis in Mirsho. Why? Because it's love shebechlos, like the Sichel Adam. Sichel Adam, so it has many, contains many isu. One isu is the Achilas ben Seir Omeir. The Sichel Achila mevi oludish v'chazdom, because ben Seir Omeir is not malchim seif. So in other words, if he steals from his father, his mother, and then he buys wine and he buys bosor and he eats the bosor have cooked, have not cooked, the wine have diluted, have not diluted in a chabure of hoodlums. So then the first achille, so he gets malchus. The second time he becomes chayvnis. So that's the love. Then another is even though there was the heta shrites, so there's no isay of merachai, but it's still also midrais, as long as the behemoth is mifacheses to eat from dead boss. And then sanedarin shehorge sanefesh asurim litim korayei, also midrais. Then there's an isay. Not to eat before davening, but that's not smacht. That's only a nisa rabbanon. So that's a lav shebecholos because the isa of eating an achila mevilish chazonim has nothing to do with the isa of eichom nabein kish nafsho, and has nothing to do with sanedar shorge sanefesh the asurim vizinkayim. So it's a love that contains many surim. But here we could say it's the same love. You're not allowed to be machsh. So in other words, a stone before a blind person is a mirshel. Eitzah shenigenes is a mirshel. And kishayin linoz is a mirshel. What's the difference whether it's a mirshel in milad alme or a mirshel milad shmaye? So a spiritual mirshel is as detrimental and more detrimental than a physical mirshel. So it's the same law. Could we say that l'sichel kol nevelo is a law shebecholes because it implies an Isar against Nevelas Aser, Nevelas Asheya, Nevelas Aser, all kinds of Nevelas Of. The answer is, it's one Shem Isar, Nevela. So we have different situations. So we have different situations of Mirshel, spiritual Mirshel, physical Mirshel. Still the Rambam says, the Rambam in Sheresh Chi, of Sefer HaMitzvah says, that there is no Malkes for Ufni Iver, because it's Lav Shebechlos. The Chinuch says there is no maltes for lifnivea, but it doesn't say because of lav shebecholos. He mentioned another reason, because it's a lav shein b'maisei. You know, achenim, there's the chemet, mentions kama v'kametshuves. Suppose a person gives a kishayel nozer, puts it on the table, and then the nozer finally decides not to drink it. Or he puts on the table even a chai for a b'neiach, and then the b'neiach decides not to eat it. Is he eveya, lifniva, or not even lifniva? Apparently, from the chinuch, it's mashma that he's not eveya. Because the chinuch says the reason is why not like Ram. The chinuch says that the reason is why there is no malchus for lifniva is this lafkin maise. So I think in Raskin has a kash, why is it a lafkin maise? He gives him. He shot it. He's a mice. The answer is the chinuch definitely holds that the if you will be meishit kishayin l'nozia, and if ultimately the nozia will not drink it for whatever reason. Let's say he will not drink it because he'll get an emergency call. He'll not be able, even though he wanted to drink it, but if actually he will not drink it, he's not evil if neither. So in other words, so even if he does drink it, he's not evil if neither when he puts it on the table. He's evil if neither when he drinks it. When he drinks it, he doesn't do anything. He's a sheval tais. But if we were to assume that even when the nichshon doesn't do it, he's still evil, so mele, why is it lafshim emais? So then he would be there at the time he puts it on the table. Puts it on the table.
But that's only tonight that he has to drink it. It's not the part of the actual issue. The actual issue is the putting it on the table. That's for sure.
So why does the Michas, why does the Chinuch say you can say that in the Rambam, but you can't say it in the Chinuch? The Chinuch says there is no malchus because it's lafshim emais. If the Isa consists in putting it on the table, but it's itnai, so it's lafshim emais. So we see it's not itnai. In other words, the Isa is the being machsh. When you're machsh, just because he puts it on the table, it's not machsh as yet. Then he puts it into such a situation that ultimately will be nichshon, but he, so far he wasn't machshel. He only made him into a potential nichshon, but he wasn't actually machshel.
I saw some clever shayla if the Amrayim is able to bear if he's able from Iver.
What?
If the Nazir will drink it, will he be able from Iver because he caused the person to be able from Iver?
Yeah. It's not a. I think the Mechashchin discusses that. It's not a joke. I mean, it's a serious shayla. So the question is whether there is lifniiver or lifniiver. Lifniiver. I mean, I think the Mechashchina discusses it. So it's a, from the chinuch is definitely mashma that in a case where he puts kisyain, he gives kisyain the nozer, and for some reason the nozer doesn't drink it, or suppose he even tries to drink it, and then the cup falls down and he spilled out, so he's not evil if neither. So when is he evil if neither? When he drinks it. When he drinks it, it's laughing mice. But the Rambam says, so according to the chinuch, it's one isa. Why doesn't the chinuch say, like the Rambam, that there is no malchus? Because it's laughing the chloris. The answer is because lav shebecholos means a lav that contains many isurim, like Hosech Lala. But this, it doesn't contain many isurim. One isur is like Hosech Lala Nevelo, but it manifests itself in many situations. In the situation of Nivlas Asher and Nivlas Aseh and Nivlas Chayo, Chayotero, and the Nivlas Oev. But it's one Shem Isa, here, one Shem Mirshu. All kinds of Mirshu. There is a Mirshu of stone, and there is a Mirshu of Shinkenes, and there is a Mirshu of Kisiyah and Minozer, and Minachar and Minayach. But it's one Shem. Some Mele, there should be Malkus. Should be Malkus. So why isn't there Malkus? The Chinuch says, because it's laughing mice. But the Rambam says, no. So why, but the question is, why is it lafshe mechal? It's one isa. No, it's not one isa. Suppose somebody asks me an eight whether he should take a certain apartment or he should not take a certain apartment. And I tell him, this apartment has 1 mile. The rent is at the minimum, but it has all the fire hazards. So you should know that it is exposed to all kinds of fire hazards, and then you might even be arrested. But if you are interested in paying the low rent, so that's their part. But he puts all the cards on the table. And that man, since the other person said to him, from one point of view, it's the best bargain, it's pay low rent, so he decides to rent it out. So, will the person who told him all that be even with me? Even no, he wouldn't have been either. The Masha'itz is an Igenes, because the one who is advised doesn't know it's an Eitz Igenes. He thinks it's an Eitz Igenes, but if the advisor puts all the cards on the table, he doesn't mislead him, he's not even. So here, if the halacha of Meshit Kitsiayim Nozer would be, that's the Shidas Rambam, that it only applies to a case where he's Meshit Kitsiayim Nozer white wine, and he tells him, no, this wonderful soda water, sprinkling water, sparkling water, not sprinkling, sparkling water. So and he drinks it. So then it's like mashi is shenigenes, like putting a stumbling block before a blind person. But halacha is that if the person asks me, he wants the veil, and I tell him no. Then he starts pressuring me, and he pressures me, and he nags me. And then finally, I can't stand it, so I give it to him. I'm also evil with neither. So how is it? What's the dimyan with Eishes Sheni Genes? I'm misleading him. He pressured me. I'm not misleading him. So it's a new Isa of Misayed Raver. Even though under the general Isa of Mechshayim, it wouldn't be us. So in other words, according to the Rambam, there are two Isurim in Lifneiva. One is a general Isa, not to mislead the person, not to mislead him into a trap. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's a physical trap or a spiritual trap. A spiritual trap is more detrimental than a physical trap. But then, in regard to Yisurim, even if you don't mislead him, if you are just an accomplice in somebody else's Maisiyisa, I also in there. Then the question, so it's a lot of the followers, but then the question is, how does the second Isa come within the meaning of the Nivos? Mirsu, by definition, means putting a trap, misleading it. So the Rambam explains, Vilav ze kil gamkein mishiyazer al adeiro o yisavi feiso. Ki hu yovi o yishahu li ove uvezrosei kirshilei. V'chozar iveya v'yifateyu v'yazriyu l'hashma v'drosei o yochen le'isibes aveiro u'me'ile haponim omru imal v'leve beribi sheshneim yachadim u'shneim ozit nirshu k'cholachot m'shneim ozras chaveire v'heichen li l'hashlim aveiro u'dvorim rabim me'id m'ze amin yeimu ben levon iver l'isit nirshu u'pashte dikhok m'shelachar m'tchil. The pshutishon mikro is a misleading mirsh, but it's nichal and nisar of mesayid avir, even if you don't mislead. Now let's see Rosh Naramba Mirzritzeh Shmiras Nefesh. Kol she osa limkei לישראל שהוא ליסטים מפני שהוא מרזיק ידברי אבירה ומכשירה וכן כל המכשיר ליבר בדובו ואישי איצו שאינו יגנס או ישחיזיקי בעברי אבירו שהוא יבר ואינרי או אמס מתו הסליבי. Why is Rambam מעריך? Because the question is, how did it come? All right, it's another reason. But it has to come with the mashmoyis amikro. If neither, for a blind person, how blind is he? When he pressures me, I should give him nevela. So the answer is, he is blind. Because of his tivus, he's so overtaken by the tivus that he doesn't see, he's blind, he's spiritually blind. מפני שאיבה ונראה את דרך האמס מפני תו הסליבה הרי זה איבה בלייססה שנאמר לפני איבה לסית מיכשל הבו לתחיל ממחו איצו תן לו איצו היגנס לו. All right, so that means that according to the Rambam it's a lafshe becholes. And why a lafshe becholes? Because of this Amisayid Avera in a case where you're not misleading him, where he knows all the facts and he asks you. So that's a new Isa. Mashainke, if you'll give the Kisyan Linozir and you'll tell him it's water, so then is the ordinary Isa, is the general Isa of Niva, like putting a stone before a blind person, like giving an Eitzo, Sheheina Igenes. So it seems that the pshat in the ritva is, the ritva makes a distinction between the case where you mislead a person. So then, if you mislead a person, so even though the machshir is convinced, like Rav Nachman, that the suki is all right, but since Rabbi Baravune and Rav Chisde hold that it is possible. So Mele, if he will not tell them all the facts, suppose Rav Chisde doesn't see well. So then Rav Nachman Odeva Livniva. But if Rav Chisde sees that there is no yimut, Suke Hamuflogim, Dalit Fochim, so then he's not evil. Why? Because there is aloche only dying machine phrase. So every time it's Chochem connect according to the way he thinks the aloche is, he doesn't have to follow the judgment of the other person. But of course, the other person can connect and should act according to his judgment. But if he puts him in his suke, and the other person, Rav Chisde, sees that it's a suke psul if he died, so even if he makes a bracha, so what? So he shouldn't make a bracha. But he's allowed to act just as he's allowed to make a bracha because he doesn't have to be chesish. Maybe the halacha is like Rav Chisde, because Rav Nachman can rely on his judgment. So why should he be chesish? Maybe the halacha is like Rav Chisde in regard to the question as whether he can place Rav Chisde.
Or if he doesn't see, so it's like Eitz.
Then it's like a stone.
It's like
Eitz Sheni Genes. So he's even Monefshach. Now, the Machlekes Rishenim, whether when somebody is Misayeya, another person in Yisrael Rabbonon, whether he's evil with Neiver, Midraise is only Shayach when he doesn't mislead. Let's say, in the Gedis, the Sugye in Avrizor, at the end of the first Perik, that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be masculine, it's order to Ikusi, Anchalameit, because we're not allowed to do Meloche in the Sode Anchalameit, but the Kusim, they don't believe that there is a Nisa of Moloch and Chalameh. So you are evil with Neiva. So Rabbi Natam says that it's a raya that that there is lifnei yiver midraise anisa rabba, because chalameid, the isam locha of chalameid is only midraba. So Rabbi Nochman says no. There is no lifnei yiver and at the end of the first perek navrizor, there is no lifnei yiver midraise anisa rabba. But the reason is why the Gemara says if you are masker resode to ikusi and chalameid, you are lifnei yiver because chalameid is also midraise. So that's only because your master is sorry. The kusi knows it's chalameid, but he it's all right. You don't mislead the kusi. But if you would mislead someone in a drabolon, then why is it less than a stone? It's more detrimental than a stone, even if it's a misadrabolon. And not only that. So this is what the ritual is saying. This is what the ritual is saying. Dimhosh ma'inon shamach lechaveri mashu mutalei lefidaitei umachilei ein boze mishum fneivali sidmichsa. Ve'af al pi shiidea bechaveri shuosolei lefidaitei vechaveri baleroye shamach lo yagam ken roi leroye v'semech al daitei lach latsme lachir lefidaitei. Finira li dhoche davkem tnishu isa nikal chaveri. V'lisvira li leiche hobi sheninik al chaveri loy. V'amrin hosom choslo lizari da'abe barabe. D'lisvira li mide d'lisvira li ferik laposo. V'chein heira li meire arav. All right, so this is the pshat. Now, this I didn't discuss in the Chuvin Pardes of Maheshven at Tovshin Mem Zayin about letting the conservative rabbis use the mikveh, but there I mentioned a Chuvis Rabbi Bezalel Ashkenazi, the Baal Shit Mekubetzes, at the very beginning of his Shalzi Chuvis. So he says, in regard to the Aloch of the Gemara, says that that Lifniver is only Shaya Betrayver Dinar. In other words, if the Nozir stands on one side of the river, and the Jew who has the Kisyain on the other side of the river. So if the Jew would not give him the wine, the Nozir couldn't take it himself. That's Trayver Dinar. Then there is Lifniver. But suppose they both stand on the same side of the river, let's say on the table, they both stand here, and the Nozer asks me, let's say the cup of wine is placed here, he asks me to give it to him. But even if I don't give it to him, he can stretch out his hand and take it. Well, he'll have to exert a little effort, walk over a few feet. So then there's Chadir Nara, there is no leader. So Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi says, that's only when the Nozer is not misled. But if the Nozer is misled, then even Bechadiv Adinare is also with me. Then the Tisus Ridin Abdizore says, Ridin Abdizore, the Gemara says that with me, Iver is only Iver if it's direct. But if it's indirect, Lifnei to Lifnei, then there is no Yisrael Niver. In other words, use it in being maktir k'teres lavrizor, because beneach is muzar and avrizor. But you're allowed to sell leveno to a wholesaler, akko, and that wholesaler himself will not use it lavrizor, but the wholesaler will in turn sell it to retail, because that's not a direct michsel, that's an indirect michsel. That's lifnei lifnei. So that is Sridin Avdizore, Esekashe, here we say Lifnei, Lifnei. So is Muter. So why does Gemara say Nide, at the end of Nide, Begichovat Bechuchel Tlaim, Harizu Yimkerenu, Afilu Inochri, Shemo Yimkerenu Li Yisrael. So if in a Beget, so there is a Chuchel Tlaim, some, let's say, some linen threads in the collar or something. He's not allowed to sell it even to a goy, because in a case where it's likely that a goy will sell it to a Jew, so then the Jew will behave on these half shabbos. But it's lefnei do lefnei. It's lefnei do lefnei. So just as it's the muta to sell leveno to a wholesaler, who in turn will sell it retail to another lefnei, because it's not direct, here to shemuta. So Tisri gives the same terence as Rav Nissal Ashkenazi. When do we make a distinction between lefnei and lefnei do lefnei? That is where you're not misleading. But there is a special issue of being misleading Avera, so it has to be direct to you. But a direct accomplice, not an indirect accomplice. That's an indirect accomplice. And that's not Osa. Mashinkin over. So that's in the case of Leveno, because David Kehovin, who buys the Leveno, he knows quite well it's Leveno. But he wants to be Avizor. Mashinkin here, you sell a baggage of a big line to a Nochri, and the Nochri will sell it to the Jew. The Jew will only wear it because he doesn't know, so you are misleading another person, even in an indirect way. So then there is no difference between the Fnei and Fnei. So that I discussed in that Chubby. But this I didn't discuss, but it's the same minyan, the same lomdes. So in other words, so there are two issues. There is a general issue, a mirsh, where you mislead a person. So then we don't have the klolim chadivinare, treivredinare, lifnei, lifnei de lifnei. We don't have all these klolim. It's awesome. Then there is another issue. That's not the ikar issue. He's the Rambam says a mispashli call that if neither has reference, like he's a Shini Genes, in other words, so you're mamish mislead. So then there's another reserve of being an accomplice in Averes. So that in that reserve we have called. We have called. So this is what the Ritva says. Now let's go back to the taste. So I said, is it mashma from this day that there is lifnei iver and bitla mitzvah also? It's a chiddush. But the answer is now, according to the Ritva, it's mucha the other way, the Ritva and Sukkah, because the Ritva emphasizes the fact that Rav Chisdei in all probability would make a broche, and that would be broche. But only why does he have to resort to broche? Yes, broche, no broche. So he says the visit I've made, even though Rav Chisdei and Rabbi Baravune were to be presumably were to make a broche, which Lifi Daitom would be a broche levatole. So how was Rav Nachman allowed to place the Mesukeh? Because Rav Nachman held it's all right, it's not a broche levatole. They also mikamuchach that if Lifi Hamachshir, it's muter, so even though Lifi Anichshir, it's also there is no neither, except if he doesn't know. So why? So the answer is, in the case where he doesn't know, so then no difference. Isa bitul mitzvah, and I think not only isa on bitul mitzvah, even if the nichshon who is misled, so is not doing any isa, even if he died, but he has certain zeiras, emir chassidus. It's all same. If a person is accustomed to adhere to a certain emir chassidus, it's as much as emir shleis istal. Some emir is all zeiver. Mashen kein and doesn't make any difference, Yisrael or Bittul Mitzvah. But where he knows, but there is another Yisrael of Mitzvah, B'Yisrael Avere, that's only when there is a Yisrael. That's why the Ritva emphasizes Bochor Atole. But Mishat, Mitzvah Mitzvah, there is no Yisrael of Mitzvah Avere. Only there is the other Yisrael, where in the case where he's not misled, when he knows full well that he's doing an Avere. So then, only if one person, if one Jew is an accomplice in the Maisi Yisrael of another person, but if he's an accomplice in the Bitla Mitzvah of another person, and as long as the other person is not misled, there is no Yisrael of Misayed Avere, but the general Yisrael of putting a trap. So what difference does it make? A spiritual trap is as detrimental as a physical trap. And whether the trap consists in a negative way, in a Maisi Yisrael, or in not fulfilling a mitzvah, it's still a trap, it's still a mirchel, so it's definitely Eva. So on the contrary, from Teisves, there is no riot, because Teisves here discusses the case where the Jew doesn't even know. I mean, the Kusi says, oh, he did everything proper. So Mele doesn't make any difference. Where he's misled, then there is Levi. So Teis is Kashi.
So it's just because of the Etzishana against?
What Etzishana against? But here, so Teis says, gives the Teres, V'yesh le'inak again, the Kamalon, דאין ליקוסי מצא אחר שיוך הלוצי בו יחבוסי כי נמשמה ברשחום כי תהיה in connection with קוסי כי תהיה ראי של אחד מהם וניסן לי so he tests it וניסן לי is אוכלי is מוטה לאחל משחיתוסי now about this Indian but so from the ritvo it's mashma from the ritvo in from the Ritva in Sukkot it's mashma that the Yisrael of Lifniver of Misayed Vavere only applies to Yisurim, not to Bittul Mitzvahs, but it's not such a different pashut. I think that even on that point there is a machlekes reshein. In the case where he's misled, then it goes without saying, of course there's Lifniver. Why is it Goruat and it's Shinigenes and it's done? But in the case where he's not misled, but there is other reasons, I think there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes Hashem. But yeah. Now let's see another Gemara in Dusha. A machlekes between Teisves and the Ritva in Dusha. In connection with Lifnei. Gemara daf lam mit veis am daus in dus toshma no no not toshma tolai toshma shalu es rablezer adei chen ki buda adei omolehem kdi jit laani ke vizor keno yam bifono veine machlum vi im amret mi shalod ma nafkeru mi nei beroi ersh vich yodetz din pogni for our purpose vich yodetz rabbe baravune te ravune Ravune wanted to train or test his son, Rabbi, so he tore garments, godin, of Rabbi. Omar, Eze, of Rabbi, or his own, holy heirship. So he told the brother, what was the purpose? After all, it's Baltashchus, but it's for a constructive purpose. And he wanted to test his endurance, the son. In other words, if he will not be provoked, so then he doesn't have to be straightened out, doesn't have to be disciplined anymore. But if he'll be provoked, then the father will know that he has yet a job to do. He has to discipline. So the Gemara Sikashi of Dilma Rotach, after all, is in Simchol Hanes. So how did he take it for granted that the son will not show anger to the father? He should have anticipated the possibility, you know, everyone is human, that when the son sees the father just tears bloody, so then he'll show, he'll respond, he'll react, and then leave here. And the Yisr of Lifniv, not just the Bitla Mitzvah of Kavis Vichas Mecho, but Bikum Vasei, he will be Eivir. The Yisr of all Makro Levime, there's a difference between a son who just doesn't show honor to a parent, or a son who insults the parent, then it's more humble than it's, or is even the Yisr of all Makro Levime. I mean, many Achrenim say there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether by an Eisim Eisim Amcho there is a Chiv of Kibudav, the Rambam Shiti is a Phil Hoyo Oviv Rosh Ogomo. So there is a Chiv of Kibudav. And the Rosh Shiti is not only by Eisim Eisim Amcho, but by an Eisim Eisim Amcho, a Rosh, there is no Mitzvah Kibudav. That's only in regard to giving Kibudav in a positive way, in affirmative way. So the Rosh Shiti is no, but to insult and be mitzayer a parent, even the Rosh is made. And they mention the Chidor mentions it, and other Achrenim, a raya from the Zohar. The Zohar says the reason is to why Rochel Imenu was so nenesh, and she died, you know, I mean, before everybody, because she was mitzayer her father when she took away the trophy. So she's Messiah. But according to the Roshi, Lovin was a Roshi. So what kind of like with episode? So they mention a riot that as far as the Israel of all Makle Ovivimi is concerned, even the Roshis made it, that it applies even to a Roshi. So Mele here it's not a question. I'm mentioning that because one shouldn't think here it's also a question of a mitzvah. No, here it's a question of provoking the son, that the son should start screaming at the father, then the son will be even the Yisr of all Makro Levine. So it's a question of Misayere Divrei Aveire in Isurim, not in Bitl Mitzvah. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Now again, the Ravune Koros Roy Vam Rabbe Brei Omar Reizl Arze Irotach Irotach Vidun Merotach Vikover Alf Nivus Et Mirshu. So how did Ravune do such a thing? The Mochol Lig. In other words, Havke Mochol Kvede Kvede Mochol. So Mele was Mechol. So from this Gemara we see that Mechil is effective even in Makla Ovin. That's how it's much. Because if he would scream at, talk disrespectfully to the father, it would involve the Yisr of all Makla Ovin as well, not just the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kabbalah Zavicho V'Semecho, or Rishim Evoviv Tero. So the Gemara says, the Mochel Lik, so this is the Kashi, Vitzor Chlema, שידיעי קדם לכם שלהיית מנסחבים לכו פסח הזיר ועולה ביודי פסח תלה יאומר לכמה פרק בסר שסורך מחיל וכפר סטייסס הסיקש. How is it? He was meichel, but the son didn't know that the father is meichel, so he is still able if neither. True is Klapishmai is golu that he was meichel. But the Gemara says, Nisham lecho psachazia vola biyodi psaple, so tzorch mechilis tere kapoil, learn it out from the Parshim Matis, by Nozir, it's a Gemara in Dushin Daf Pei Aleph. Vloyoda, no, not from Matis, sorry. No, this, it is Damido Amet. איש האפה אומר, ישם יסלח לו. במה הכוס מדבר באישו שנוזר בנוזיה, ושומע בי לו והיפה לו, אימטיס, והיפה לו, ודישם יסלח לו, והיא לו יודע שהיפה לו בי לו, והוא יסו שיש יין כמה למייסי. So ni she took in neder of Nisiris. But that's the in nefesh. Neder of Nisiris is in nefesh. So the Baal has the authority to be Mefer. He was Mefer. But he didn't tell his wife that he's Mefer. And she, not knowing that the Baal was Mefer, she kept on drinking wine, being Tamil Mason. So Vadishem Yislach, but what kind of an Isaroshiva? She was known as Ira. The answer is, she was not either the Isa of Tumor Meis, of Nazir, and of Shias Yain, but she intended to do an Avira. So if somebody is having Lechel Psahazir, for all the Biyodi Psatle, some Mele is Sorg Mechilis, Lichavik Apos. So Teisve says that Ravune told the son before he told him, he said, you know, my son, I'm going to test you, but I make you, even if you react in an unfair way towards me, in a disrespectful way, I'm still make you. So that's why he wasn't able to neither. But if he didn't tell, then he would be able if neither. Neither. What kind of a test is it? Because the sons, I suppose it is a test. The Ritva doesn't like taste with stars. Why doesn't he like? Because if he tells him what kind of a test is it, it's like telling the questions to the students of the class before he gives them. So anyway, so the Ritva says, so Ezil of Niva, so he says, since he didn't do any Maisi Yisya in Peah, only Nishavn Lechel Psachazir, so there is no Lif Niva. So we have a machlekes the Ritva Yidush between Teisves and the Ritva Yidush as to whether a mischavin lechel psachazia the olabiyodi psatle there is lifneiva or there is no lifneiva. According to Teisves, there is lifneiva, and according to the Ritva, there is no lifneiva. What's the machlekes? I think the machlekes is in this question: is lifneiva based? Is Lifniiva based? I mean, I'm talking about the second Isa of Niva, of Misayeh Divavea. As far as the general Isa of setting up a trap is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Trap is a trap. But when he doesn't mislead, is the Isa of Misayeh Divavea based upon the fact that I am an accomplice in the Maisi Isa of another person? Or it's based upon the fact that I am Misayeya, another person, to become a chayt. Become a chayt. And I think that's the machlekes reshenim in regard to the question as to whether if you serve psarev becholof to a person, whether, so some reshenim say, yarev lifniva medarais. So the person who eats the psarev becholof is ever misal rabban. And the person who accommodates him is either allowed to rise. Other Rishonim say no. You cannot be evil if neither mid rise if you are Misayeya, you are an accomplice in the Nisal Rabban. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is in this. Those Rishonim who say that if neither Rabban Ochono, it's a Machlekes between Rabban Tam and Rabban Ochono. Rav Netam at the end of the first period of the Zohar says that since the Gemara says you're not allowed to be masculine so that you could say Chalameyit because of Lifniiveya, so it's a riot there is Lifniiveya and Yisrael Abraham. Rav Netam says no, there is no Lifniiveya and Yisrael Abraham. But there the Gemara says Lifniiveya because it's in Lochet Raisi, it's also in the Raisi. So according to Rav Netam, the Yisrael Lifniiveya of Misayid Avira is based upon a Maisi Isa. It's an Isa not to be an accomplice in a Maisi Isa of another person. An accomplice. Not to be an accomplice in a Maisi Isa. But there is no Isa to be an accomplice. Mimele, there is no isa to be an accomplice in the bitla mitzvah of another person, let's say, according, and that's in the bitla mitzvah, or in being a chayt. The halacha of nischavim lechel psachazia, the olo biyotei psatle, is that Shem yistachlo. So what does this imply? It's an isa, what is it? It's not even an isa resa. It's a halacha that if a person is mischavim to do an avera, even though he doesn't do it, he has a Shem chayt. Memeiro, he requires kapore in Shem chayt. One can acquire a Shem chayt in the raise without nice isa, without nice avera. Now we have a similar gemara in Brachas.
What's the second side that you shouldn't cause somebody else to be a chayte?
The chayte.
Not that he's the actual partner.
That's right. That's the same machlekes between Rav Netam and Rav Nochon. If you are misayei somebody misal rabba.
So
Rabbi Tam says that you are able to be mitarais even though Chalameyed is mitarabon. Rabbi Chonin says no. If Chalameyed had been mitarabon, you wouldn't be either an isa d'rais of Niva. So Rabbi Tam's shita is that the isa of Niva implies don't be an accomplice, don't cause anybody to become a chayte mitarais. And when somebody is ever in Isad Rabbanon, he's mechuyif to the tshuva midrais and not midrabbanon. There is no such thing that midrais are mitzadik and midrabbanon are merosh. There is no such thing. Says Gemara says, kol ever al diver kol misheiver al diver chachomim kol shumishkain diver chachomim mikochosik. So the Gemara has the kasha. V'umishein mikain diver chachomim chosik dulei mikre roshen amal mikre bit miyo. So on the contrary, so if somebody is even an Isra Rabbanon, he's a Rosh, he's not the kind of a Rosh to be postulated, because that requires a special kind of a Rosh. Rosh in Chomos, or Rosh in Avir, Malkes, Mise. But he has a Shem Rosh. And if he's even on any Avere, whether the Reis of the Rabbanon be Shevik, he has a Shem Chayit. Rosh means Mezi. Chayte is a few b'shem. So mele, Rabbi Natan Shiti is that the Isar of Pesayede Avere, it's not based upon a Maisis. Misayede Avere, not in Misayede Ese Isar. In Avere. So if you help somebody become a Chayte, so mele you're able to neither. And if you help someone do an Isar Rabbanon, do let's say Meloch and Chalameyed, assuming that Chalameyed is almost in the Rabbanon, so he becomes a Chayte Midrais. He's Mechuyef to do Tshuva Midrais. But Rav Nochon Shiti is no. That the Halacha of Lifnei'iver, of Misayid Avere, only implies a Nisa to be an accomplice in a Maisi Isa. But Nisa the Rabbanon is a Maisi Isa of the Rabbanon, it's not a Maisi Isa of the Rais. Tshuva is a Chayte Midrais, he has to do Tshuva Midrais.
If
it's misleading, even in the Chassidus, if somebody is zoyan something.
But the ritual was arguing with faces over here, he was. When the ritual was arguing with faces in the Palama face, he was misleading him.
Who was misleading? Why was he misleading?
Faces ended up saying that he told him.
If somebody loses like his temper, he's misled. He wants or he doesn't want, he has a temper, but he knows that he loses his temper.
That's right.
Yeah. He's not being misled. He just doesn't control himself. He's not being misled. So now, there is a Gemara in Brachas. Daf Chof Ches. What's about the mitzvah of Techocha? If somebody is ever an Israel rice, so you are mechuyef to mechiyach him with the rice. If somebody is mevatlan Israel rice, somebody is neglectful in putting on tefillin every day, we are mechuyef with the rice to mechiyach him. Suppose somebody is mizalzlan yom tefshini shal goldis, Aber ich mechuyev mit der Rabbonen zu den Mechiachim, oder ich mechuyev mit der Reise.
The Rambam says, even if somebody's
in the house, but they're... Oh, that's right, that's it, yeah. That's the Gemara of the time. Lamed Aleph, the last line, and then it continues into Amud Beis. Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the last line. Omer Ablazam, Mikan, Vayimer Ilo Eli Admosai Tishtakori. Eli said to Chani, because to sell noise, so Eli thought that she was a shikuras. So Eli rebuked her, and he said to her, Admosai tishtakor. Omer Ablezer, Mikan l'reye b'chaveire, the last line, Lamed Aleph. Mikan l'reye b'chaveire, dovor shenuhogun, tzorech liyechich. So Tesi says, dovor shenuhogun, perush, afal gav deleki yisura deraise, diyiki yisura deraise, pshite yachir tchirach. What does Tesi mean? Deleki yisura deraise. What is Surah Rabbanon? There is a Nisa Rabbanon to be Shikya to Shikya. No, it's a Rabbanon. Chachom Morom do Minyan and the Minyan Hakom and one shouldn't be Shikya. There is no such Isa. So Shikres does not involve Nisa Raisi, does not involve Nisa Rabbanon. If it had involved a Nisa Rabbanon, there wouldn't be any Heter, even to Shikya and Purim. Chachom wouldn't be Misaki. That a mitzvah to do a nisa rabbanon. Only by melech, the Rambam mentioned, a nisa to be shikya. Melech, ala melech sheyai. But as nah, someone is not a melech, there is no nisa of shikras. But does is shikras a nice thing? No one will say, of course shikras is not a nice thing. So shikras has to do with midas. Midas. So Rambam says, in connection with Midah, so Hader HaYishoro is the Midah Beinis. So anyway, so in every Midah, there are two extremes. One extreme is excess, and one extreme is deficiency. And the Rambam Perusha Mishnah in Oves, so he says, for example, let's say in eating and drinking, so the excess means a shikha. Alcoholic. Stam is the only saver. Doesn't have to be an alcoholic. So that's the excess. What's the other extreme which is not good? That is if he's too much. Doesn't drink anyone. So that's the deficiency. So both extremes are bad. So he has to go with the rabbis. So the Rambam says in Pirush, Mishnah in Pirkei Oves, if somebody is a shikya, he's a rosh. If somebody refrains from all the joys of life, he doesn't touch any wine, so then he's a chayte. Why does he call one who is addicted to the excess rosh, and one who is addicted to the deficiency extreme? Because Roshe means bad intentions. Be amazed. Chayte means good intentions. If somebody is mitzayer atzmei, is mafris atzmei nayai, so then he has good intentions. He means l'shem shamai, but he doesn't understand. He's misguided, so he couldn't be a Roshe. But if somebody addicts himself to the excess, so then then he has a Shem Roshe, he will not be postulated, not Midrash and Rabban, but he has a Shem Roshe. Roshe doesn't mean he has to be, he's a terrible person. Any chayte b'mezit has a Shem Roshe, until he does shuv. So Mimele, and let's see the Loshna Rambam. I think I once discussed it. this harve yesh lo chalach lechem neodom zum yishem mizu chayk men beyeser so what v'yesh b'kolbeya v'deo chayk men yitzeacher this beinis haderach hayishoro yimira beinis yimira beinis. And then the Rambam says that mitzuvin on the lechem b'doch meila abeinim b'matoch matigim v'yishorim shnema v'lachta b'doch. Then in perigimu mehilches deyes halocha alev the Rambam says shema yina rodom hoy lakino v'atayvo v'akovet v'chayitzeden d'rachoy u'mitzivin sonim meila mefres men b'yeseh ושרחי בצד האחרים, עד שריך ובושה ולשתיין ולישא אישו, ולישא דירנוי, ולעיר בשמל ובשנוי, לעסק והצמר הקוש וחייצי בן, כי נקרן אי וכחובים, גם זה דרךו, יבוש על עיר בו, המלר בדר זה מכחיתי, שערים אבי נוזר הכי פרולות להשכות על הנפש, עומר חכום ממים נוזיר, של פירי של מיין צורך כפורי, המניע עצמי מכל דובר ודובר על החסקן ולחם. So the Rambam, where is the Rambam smokier? For the rabbis, not Aristotle. That's nonsense. It's the mocker, the gemore. Nozir is niko chayte. Why is nozir chayte? What did he do? He denied unto himself all the joys of life, even legitimate joys of life. Yai samach v'alenish. So is a chayte. So. If somebody who goes to the better extreme of deficiency is a hater, if he goes to the extreme of excess, is a hater. And the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Pirkei Avos is a rosh, not only hater, because there he has bad intentions. The nozer has good intentions, but he's misguided. He's misguided. Anyway, so in other words, the aloche of the chippur of mashachot la'nefesh does not imply any isar to drink wine. That the gavre has ishem chayti without ma'isi isar. There is such a thing that one can acquire ishem chayti without any ma'isi isar. For midas. And that's what the Rambam means in El Cheshuvah, that there is a chiyuv of tshuve and midas. פרק זין לחשוב על החגימו על תימר שאין תשובו אלו מעביר שיש במייסה כי אם זנוז וגזל ובניו אלו כשם שצורך אדום לא שוב נעילו כך הוא צורך לחפש בידי ישרויס שיש לי ולא שוב מן הכעס ומן האיבו ומן הקינו ומן היטו ומרדיף הסמומים והכובד ומרדיף הסמחולס וחיי צבן מן הקין צורך לעזר בתשובה ואילו האבינס קושי מאיסון שיש במייס. So what does he call אבינס? That כימי היטל רדיף סמומים, כובד רדיף סמחולס, שיקרס and everything. אבינס שאין במייס, no מייס, רדיף סמחולס, no מייס, it consists of מייס. Somebody keeps on drinking all day, no מייס, no מייס. He's completely steeped in maize. So the answer is the Rambam doesn't mean maize in the sense like lafshim and maize in lake and all. He means maize avere. Shikras, there is no maize avere. Let's say somebody, all right, if somebody is a shikia for yainesach, so then there is a maize avere. But suppose somebody is a shikia for kedem wine. He's makpit only kedem wine, not to drink anything else. And whiskey that is, and vodka that is kosher bitachlis akashos, not kosher vodka. So he's still a shikya. So in other words, he has a shem chiti without him ma'is aver. So he shouldn't say tshuva is only an averes that involve ma'is aver. There is a chiyuv of tshuva, an averes without ma'is aver, without any sel, without mitzvasese, without any bitl mitzvasese. In other words, but that means midas. That's midas. Midas. So when the Ram talks about midas, so the Ram doesn't mean, let's say, to gas. That's It's a love of the season. It means Yish Loch Novel Bishusatoa, Shikres, and so on. In other words, in things that there is no Maisis. No Maisis. But he follows up a certain extreme. So there are two extremes, deficiency and excess. And both are no good. So is the Gavre requires Ishem Chaiti. This is what Tesis means. Tesis says, Nein, Shereibi der Chavere Doroshim Hogo, Shetzorot Lichichei, Vayimer, Vayimer Lo Eili Ad Mosin Shtakol. So Tesis says, Pirush Afal Gavre Lek Yisure der Reise. So Tesis doesn't mean Lek Yisure der Reise, Yisrael Rabon. Chachomim on Atni Sakin Takonek and Shikres. It means a Shem Chete without a Maisavere. So, So the Gemara learns out from the Posig Ba'elu. But it's not a new Chiv of Tichochen. From the Posig Ba'elu, we learn out that the mitzvah of Echiach Tichiach applies to Midas also. Without the Posig Ba'elu, I would say it applies only to Maisaveres. But if somebody is a Chete because of Midas, so then there is no mitzvah of Echiach Tichiach. So we see that that Eli rebuked Hani, he thought that she was Shikor. So that pasuk is explanatory of the mitzvah, of the scope of Echiyat Echiyach in Ovi Rashi L'Chadish Dovar. I mean, there couldn't be any new chiyuvim in Nevi'im Ksuvim. So anything that we deduce from Nevi'im Ksuvim is explanatory of the Din HaTorah. So in other words, but without the Pasuk in Shmuel, we wouldn't know that the Chiyach Techiyach is based upon the Shem Chiti of the Gavre. But because of this Pasuk in Shmuel, at Moshe Zakori, we know that it's based upon the Shem Chiti of the Gavre. So that's the machlekes, I think, between Rabbi Netam and Rabbi Nochon and Avdi Zore, whether the love of Misariyeh, Ideva, Adir, of Neiver is based upon the Maisi Yisrael. I'm not allowed to be an accomplice in the Maisi Yisrael of the other person. Mele Nisra Rabbanon, it couldn't be a love the Raisi because it's a Maisi Yisrael, or it's based upon the Shem Chete. I'm not allowed to be Geirem to another person to become a Rosh Yechete, even when he becomes a Rosh Yechete without Maisavir. Suppose somebody will supply to another person alcohol with which to shikya. So, according to Rabbi Netam, he would be able with Niva. According to Rabbi Nochonon, he wouldn't be able with Niva. I think that's the machlekes between Tesis in Gdushin and the Ritva in Gdushin. Tesis in Gdushin says that the Gemara of Ravune must have been in the case where he told the son that he's Mech. Otherwise, he would be able with Niva. Why? Because I'm Schavne Chabsachazi will be the Psar place, so Mechilis will Kapore. But there is no Maisi, so it's only his Echete. If somebody, but Hashem Yislachlo, his wife is a Echitas, because she intended to do an Aver. But she was not even any Maisi, so which love was she? Which love? Of the love of drinking wine, she was known as Ere. The love and time amazing, she was known as Ere. But she didn't know that she was known as Ere. So she's a chitas, without a Maisi, without a Maisi Aver. So Mele, Tesis Shiti is, if you amisei someone, if you provoke someone to become a chiti, without a Maisi Aver, and the Ritva Shiti is not. Only when provoking into a Maisis. Right. Now, Bodum Yitzi Yochi Bosse, Zuav Zukotone, Vashminon Lipkin, Vishimu Vishimats, Itanekame Afu Shosh Toros Name, Eimeri Dimashma, Tiltanekame Mahanik Sidu Echude Afu Davle Arze, Midlikoma Itanekame Yide Arze, Kidikoma Refshim Gemlia. So the Gemara doesn't ask idearzik. So it's mashma the kontanekame anything that is kosuf. But also the kusin azoya. Vink in case And the Tanakhama says that matzah, they are zoya the kosin. So it's a lie that matzah is loyalzik. What it means loyalzik? Not that we statistically, there is a statistic that they don't care. So then, of course, they are choshev. It means we don't have any information, any knowledge. Pirush, you do a inarzik, the inarzik, see the arzik, minor ashav, the ksil, the chud, the man, the tanakam, the mashma, so it's mashma, from this gemore, the kod, the tanakam, the important thing, it costs ksil. And if something is ksil, the Torah, so the kusimanat choshev. Even though it's loyalzik, even though it is, we don't have any empirical evidence as to whether they observe it or they don't observe it. Mashma do you deal on him as a boy? Will you come out in him as a bomb boy? Because he do my dosi cause from the Arzig Lick CD given I can come a luna. Will Rapshim Gamliel with free also remain out in Hane, you know, Lady Mahano Tanakam, keep in the Xidil Hude Mahane. After Gavin Mahane, Rapshim Gamliel, Kid Mashma Hoche, some male where it's Huzek. That is Mahane Rafshim Gamliel. So the Mahane Chazokel Koshkin, the Mahane Chazokel Chude Dadif, the Mahane after Rafshim Gamliel. So why do we say that according to Tanikame only Ksive is Mahane, but Huzek is not Mahane? But if Huzek is Mahane Rafshim Gamliel, even though it's not Ksive, so Mele, it says Huzek without Ksive. And ksive lechude is not mahane konshamil, but huzek is mahane. So huzek is more effective than ksive. So mele al libetanekame with ksive that is less effective is mahane. So certainly huzek should be mahane. So how do we know, why do we say that according to Tanekame Huzek Lechude is Leiman, Huzek Lechude is Mane, according to Rabshim Gamliel who says the ksiv lechud at mane, so according to Tanekame the ksiv lechud is mane, so huzek should certainly be mane. V'nir el ridu maskone de hosom matzo ksiv versik according to Hava mine, so matzo is loy huzek. In other words, we don't know what's there or whether they are accustomed to be zoy or not. But according to Maskona the Gemara, Matzah is Ksive Verzikpo. Vahashti Yesh Leichiach, Tanekame Gufe, Tichazok Lechud Eloi Ma'ane. Midinok at Matzah the Ksive Verzik. Once we say that Matzah is Ksive and Arzik, so Mele we can mention a Raya that Chazok Lechud is not Ma'ane, because if Chazok Lechud is Ma'ane, why does the Braise mention Matzah let it mention something that is Arzik Lechude and not Ksiv. Di Chazok Lechude Ma'an Yehavu Nika Tshkite Lekel Chazok Lechude V'im Tein Arim Kem Nolon Di Ksiv Lechude Ma'an Le Tanekam Kid in Di Matzah Ksiv V'Arzik. So maybe Tanekam holds we need both. How do we know Tanekam holds that Ksiv itself is enough? ויש להם עם לפורש בהדי מצא סקוסי מותרה סוי ולזיק בו משמע לה ותאימו משום נקסיבי שאיתם הידוע לכל איף דתנקם משית יד בין that we there are two prerequisites ksiv and arzik so tzanekame should spell out matza skusi meteres when he is a chal besach hoil vikusim azikbo he doesn't say hoil vikusim azikbo so it's mashma that the important thing is Ksive. Mashal Tanim Shmi Ksive Shutama Yidu Lechol Beloi Shem Perush Vim Tim Akivim Tanekam Chazok Lechud Eloi Ma'anye Minolon Tiksiv Lechud Eloi Ma'anye Lagabshim Gam Lio. Now it is another question. How do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksiv Lechud is Loima, the poor of the ask, Dil Meksiv Adif, the Mahana Fil Tanekam, the Kosh Gimhan Rav Shimon Gamliel. Veid Maskon Lechum Abu Meima, Arzim Liksiv Nami Kibanai, Milikoma, Name Mash Maksiv Lechud in Mahani, the Kulaum. But from here it's Mashma, that according to Gamliel, only Huzik by itself is Mahani, and Ksiv not. For Yishleim also taste the shite here in Gitnis, which is contrary to taste the shite in Chum Dabdalet. But taste the shite in Gitnis, it's not such a double poshut, that a contraption Gamliel, Ksiv Lechud is Leinan. It's a double poshut that a contraption Gamliel, Huzak Lechud is Mahani, but without Ksiv. But whether Ksiv Lechud without Huzak is Mahani or Leinan is a suffer. Why does the Gemara have a suffix? Briefly, taste the sheet here and get knees that according to Tanakame, Ksive by itself is Mane, Huzak by itself is definitely not Man. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Huzak by itself is definitely Mane, as to whether Ksive by itself without Huzak is Mane, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a Sofik. But Teisve Senchun says that this is not a Sofik, this is also a Dava Poshut. That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Huzak by itself is Mane without Ksive, and Ksive by itself is not Mane without Huzak. And according to Tanakame, so that's the same as this is here. So Ksive Lechud is Mane, and Huzak Lechud is not. Because the Chodarabe, Abimachtimei, Mikamei, Taming, King Kulishtorim is kind of.